The following program is recorded as part of the senior audit.
Crap, ooh, scary.
Like, I don't know about you, Scoob, but like, this place is starting to give me the creeps.
Yeah, I'm with you, Shaggy.
Like, I bet this place used to be an old radio station, Scoob. Like, there's a door, Scoob. Like, quick, open it up. Like, what's inside, Scooby?
Oh, old records.
Like, let me see. Like, there's a bunch of tapes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, Scoob. Like, it's a button. It says, do not push.
Let's push it.
Like, here goes, Scoob.
Oh, yes, yes. Come on, Cloud Paw. Say something weird. Let's rock and roll.
Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph. Harumph.
It's on in your consciousness.
It's always the new age people that
word consciousness.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
I'll put my foot up your rear end in your consciousness.
Stuff from the nearby galaxy.
Stuff from the nearby galaxy. What kind of stuff? Galaxy stuff. Hope y'all got that Texas lingo in me.
You know what? I was getting pissed off listening to that bitch.
You lose! Good day, sir!
Oh, here we go with that contact the dead. Because my consciousness made me do so.
Right in the conjigging!
The Nappy Show! How about go together?
Who mocks him and laughs at him as he's repeatedly crushed and maimed! Hope you enjoy it!
Good evening, welcome to the Nightbreed Show, Jackalope 105 FM, JackalopeRadio.com, TalkStreamLive.com, and TuneIn.com. Search Jackalope Radio and the Nightbreed Show.wix.com/ghostgetter. Tonight, urban legends. Even the world's ending. Is it an urban legend? Plus a whole lot of other good stuff. So stick around for that. First, from 1994, Duran Duran, Come Undone with the Ghost Getter.
Come undone, now we'll try to stay black. another
Jackalope
80s reminder.
Billy Pelser has a nice home.
Billy, is that you?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
A nice job. A nice girl.
If you're not doing anything this Thursday night, maybe you'd like to go out on a date with me?
I'd love to.
And loving parents who are about to give him...
You're gonna like this. No, don't shake it. We're gonna have to open it now. It won't wait till Christmas.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. My dad gave it to me.
But there are a few things to keep in mind. If you expose it to the light, you may hurt it. If you get it wet, it will multiply.
All that from water? They got wet?
Yeah, plain water.
And most important, no matter how much they beg, never, never let them eat after midnight. Because when they do, they change.
Rafe.
They become clever. Mischievous.
What's going on here?
And dangerous.
Gremlins, huh? Little monsters.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
Well, I don't know, maybe thousands.
They've been here too. Billy, what are these things? Where do they come from?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, I know. But in a few hours, you're gonna have a major disaster on your hands.
Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante. They'll be expecting you on June 8th.
Rewinding to the 1980s. Music, movies, news, and more.
Jackalope Radio.
Submitted for your approval. A busload of tourists on a road the travel agent never told them about. A road leading to the shadowy tip of nowhere. To the land of the different, the bizarre, the unexplainable. They thought they were headed for fun in the sun. Not quite. These visitors are trying to go home again. But where they're headed is another dimension entirely. One of wonder and imagination. Fasten your seatbelts. Signpost up ahead. As they take a turn into the sunlight zone. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to Jackalope Radio, and you've got it.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Nightbreed Show. Those of you in the nightbreedshow.wix.com/ghostgetter, W-I-X.com. Thanks, everybody, for being here tonight. Kat, my assistant, Richard720, Sparky Elk, Mike from Long Time No See, Gust, Raven. And those of you in Jackalope Radio listening to the show tonight and around at TalkStreamLive.com, welcome. TuneIn.com, search Jackalope Radio. Welcome those of you as well. In the archives, soon enough, welcome. And on our website, which I redid a lot of things on the website, so I'll mention it tonight. I hope everybody's doing good tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we appreciate you being here, as always. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Tonight we're going to have an interesting show for you. We're going to be talking about The Walking Dead, a season finale, of course. Why not? Got to be crazy not to, right? We got that in mind. Plus a whole lot of other good stuff tonight. Urban Legends, we're going to be discussing that. And a lot of other cool things as well as we move on tonight. Not sure if Spooky's going to be calling in because her weather is real bad where she is, so not too sure. We'll find out. Of course, anybody wants to call in, Skype me. Keyword Ghost Getter on Skype. Anytime, anywhere. You want to talk, just keyword me, and I'll be here. Yes. That's right. Down. And I appreciate everybody being here. As always, we do thank you very much. And I'm glad you are here again tonight. Well, what an interesting week. You know, there's a lot of people speculating about a hurricane, or not hurricane, but a volcano going on in Yellowstone, soon to be going on in Yellowstone, but hasn't been going on in Yellowstone. A lot of people are saying that the animals are running in a different direction at Yellowstone Park and all that. I don't know. This is what we call fear-mongering, okay? This is what a lot of people have been talking about for quite some time. Fear-mongering. I really laugh at that because, you know, we get earthquakes in California. And then we get an earthquake in Chile, and then everybody starts freaking out, and next thing you know, what's going to happen? We're, you know, everybody's saying volcano and Yellowstone, and this is going to happen over here, and that's going to happen over there, and blah, 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 and all that stuff. I can't believe it. I just don't believe that for a second. When I start seeing smoke and they really start reporting it, then maybe. But there's too much fear-mongering going on, and it just really gets irritating. It really does. And what did I see today? Oh, our 2017, they're going to put the chips in everybody's arms, and we're all going to start wearing chips, 666, number of the beast, and all that stuff. And Really? I swear, this is really, it's Facebook has turned into this. I know that Yellowstone is a volcano, but I don't hear nothing going in to erupt anytime soon. You know, I heard 10 years ago that it was going to erupt. I heard 20 years ago that it was going to erupt. I've always been hearing that this thing is going to erupt, and it seems like it's another one of those things that everybody's saying, well, it's about to erupt. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But everybody on Facebook and everywhere else, pack your bags. We're all going to die. The world's coming to an end now. You better hurry up and do something about it. I think there's more important things to focus on right now than that. I mean, we got so many things taking over this world and this country. It's incredibly crazy. And you know, how many times do I talk about it on the show and people tend to ignore it about the New Age movement, about the one world religion thing? How many times do I mention that? If you don't believe me, I seen it on Resurrection. I seen it on where they were talking about it on the show Resurrection. I've seen them talking about it on several Disney shows. I've seen them talk about it on, what was that, Supernatural. I've seen it in movies. Now I'm starting to see it in movies, and I'm starting to see it everywhere else. I'm starting to listen to the media, and the media seems to be mentioning it. And if it doesn't exist, or if it isn't a claim, and now you hear religions talking about it, and you hear politicians talking about it, so it started out as a fantasy, and now it's starting to look real. And I've heard so many people talking about it in different places, and I have brought this up many years ago, and of course, I got better things to do. I got better things to listen to or hear about. I don't want to mess with. I'd rather deal with the fear mongering of Yellowstone National Park, or chips being put into my arm in 2017. I'd rather hear about that instead of stuff that's actually exist and stuff that is true. That's truthful. By the way, Elk, that's me. I changed it. That is my name. That's what I put on there. I changed my Twitter name, and all of a sudden now we're all talk radio. It's weird. As soon as I changed my Twitter name, it's now the name of the show, apparently, according to searching on the internet. That was me. I changed a Twitter to Raw Talk Radio, and all of a sudden, you know, I meant to change it to the Mike Ghost Getter Show, and all of a sudden now I'm Raw Talk Radio, so I don't know. I don't even know what I am anymore. And, you know, anyway, so I brought this up many times before about Madame Blavatsky and how people were following this woman's philosophy of the New Age movement and all that. And of course, and I posted the archive on my show about that. And of course, it doesn't really get listened to, I'm sure. Because I check my archive and my Nightbreed show website all the time. And who's actually listening to the archives? And, you know, not many people do. But I guess it's just one of those things. It's just a little hard to believe. So I did bring it up. I seem to always bring it up. And what was it? Crowley has brought it up. Aleister Crowley. Let me see if I can search and see if I can find it in here. Because, you know, I got other things that are on here I really don't really want to get into. But let me see if I can find it on here. I should just look under the computer, right? There we go. Maybe. I don't know if that's going to work. I should have looked under something. I had it on my front page. I got like 45 billion MP3s on my front desktop. So I'm kind of having a hard time finding anything anymore. especially since I'm searching for it. But see, I can't find nothing in there. Here we go. Maybe it's in here. I'm hoping. Yep. There we go. Well, wait a minute. I just can't find this stupid thing. It drives me crazy. I go into my computer and the search is very hard to find. And I go into, check my desktop. And I'm telling you, I have so many things in here. It's outrageous. And then the person I meant to find is not there. And let's see. I got that one, that one, that one. There we go. Of course, Blavatsky is going to be too long because there was a piece of audio I'm looking for to see if I have it. Bear with me for a second. I can find it. Drives me crazy. Here it is. Here it is. Sorry. I got it. Why I can't find it on there is beyond me. Listen to this piece of audio of where Blavatsky came from in the 1800s. And I'm going to lead you up to something I've heard recently on commercial that I'm checking out. When I'm talking about the New Age movement and how Blavatsky started it, the New Age movement is a philosophy that's being taught to the UN. It's a philosophy of spiritual consciousness, and we do not believe in God, do not believe in the future, do not believe in heaven, do not believe in anything like that because it doesn't exist. Believe in just your consciousness. All of us are our own gods. We are all God. We are all number one. We are all this. We are all that. You know, the whole spiel. And so I see it in movies, and I see it on this and that and on TV shows and all that. But I'll tell you where I'm going. Listen to this piece of audio about Blavatsky.
According to Blavatsky, Satan was in fact God, while Jehovah, the God of the Bible, was the real devil and enemy of mankind. Blavatsky wrote that the appellation Satan belongs by right to the first and cruelest adversary of all other gods, Jehovah, not to the serpent, which spoke only words of sympathy and wisdom. Elsewhere, she writes that Satan, the serpent of Genesis, is the real creator and benefactor, the father of spiritual mankind, for it is he who opened the eyes of the automaton Adam, created by Jehovah. In The Secret Doctrine, she says, in antiquity and reality, Lucifer or Luciferus is the name of the angelic entity presiding over the light of truth as over the light of the day. Lucifer is divine and terrestrial light, the Holy Ghost, and Satan at one and the same time. And now it stands proven, she says, that Satan, or the red fiery dragon, the Lord of Phosphorus, and Lucifer, or light bearer, is in us. It is our mind, our tempter and redeemer, our intelligent liberator and savior from pure animalism.
And her demons that channeled her writings to her. Of course, she wrote about world government, the importance of world government, and the idea that mankind, at least Western civilization, began with the Aryan, and the Aryan came out of Tibet. And of course, if you've ever read anything about Adolf Hitler and Heinrich Himmler, why they actually sent expeditions to Tibet looking for the origins of Aryan man. And there were strong ties between the SS and this whole idea of this Superman that they were trying to create and the writings of Madame Blavatsky. The entire basis of the Nazi movement was founded on theosophy and her writings. And, of course, the symbol that she used, the swastika, is what Adolf Hitler used as the symbol of the Nazi movement. But the average individual does not understand the relationships between Madame Blavatsky's writing and her worship of Lucifer and her accessing the other dimensions and what happened in Germany under Adolf Hitler.
Hello. Did you hear that? Man does not understand the importance of Blavatsky and where this is going, basically. The end of that. Listen again.
Adolf Hitler used as the symbol of the Nazi
movement.
I'll
play it again.
Of the Nazi movement was founded on theosophy in her writings. And, of course, the symbol that she used, the swastika, is what Adolf Hitler used as the symbol of the Nazi movement. But the average individual does not understand the relationships between Madame Blavatsky's writing and her worship of Lucifer and her accessing the other dimensions and what happened in Germany under Adolf Hitler.
And everybody sits and they think that, oh, that's in the past. It's not. People don't use that stuff anymore. People don't do that. People don't do that still. They don't believe in that stuff still. That was back in the day. Back in the Hitler days and stuff like that. People don't use that anymore. But, you know, the sad thing is I'm seeing it being used. I'm seeing the philosophy of Blavatsky being used. The theosophy of it being used. Everything that she believed in is being used. You know that Hitler slaughtered people in the name of this New Earth religion, this New Age movement. And then I see, like, on Revolution, when one person was telling another person, get used to it, this is the New Age, and this is how things are going to be from now on. Really? So the destruction of all man is the New Age, and this is what it's going to be from now on. If you don't follow this, we're just going to burn you to ashes, eliminate you. And then you might say, well, you know, that's not entirely how it's going to be. It's all just fantasy. Fantasy. It's not real. It's just fantasy. Oh, yeah? Here's something that you didn't know. John Lennon believed in the New Age movement. He believed in that consciousness and the New Age and the New Earth and, you know, slaughtering, you know, in a nice way. They'll do it in a nice way. They'll say, believe in the consciousness. Care about one another. You know, I'm firm believer of caring about one another. I actually do. I expect people to care about one another. I'm sick and tired of greedy people. I'm sick and tired of impatient people. I haven't seen a lot of that this morning driving on the road. It was ridiculous. I'm tired of it as well. I wish everybody would go hand in hand and sing Kumbaya, but that's not going to happen. And I tell you why it's not going to happen. Because this philosophy is BS. Everybody, well, let's all just be one religion and get rid of all the other ones because all the wars are started because of religions. It's because of God is why everybody's fighting and killing each other. Then how come no one can answer me this? If it's his fault, then why is it that murderers and all kinds of violent criminals in the prison that go to prison don't seem to find God until they're at prison and not beforehand? Why is that? They don't seem to have it when they're killing somebody beforehand. They seem to have it all of a sudden when they're in jail. Funny, some of them always find the New Earth, believe in God and sing Kumbaya when they're in prison, too. I'm a firm believer. Like I said, I think that people should be nice to one another and be forgiving. But the reason their agenda is not forgiving, their agenda isn't to care about one another. Their agenda isn't to believe in what you believe in or care about what you say. Their agenda is follow their laws of satanic cults or else you just be eliminated. If that wasn't the case, then why was it that Hitler believed in the New Age movement, but he also was a follower of the satanic cult? Why is it that the New Age beginner, Blavatsky, turned around and said in her books, several pages of her books, that Satan was the God? That she believed in him, that they worshiped him, and the real God was evil. These are the kind of people that is telling you to hold your hand and kumbaya, let's all be spiritually one with one another. These are the same people. The ones that are telling you that God doesn't exist, let's all worship Satan. Okay, so maybe you still don't believe it. It's all just fantasy. You know, half the Beatles, if not all of them, and John Lennon and all them, believed in that let's all smoke pipes and sit around in an Indian seat stance and let's all believe in consciousness and you know, spiritual mindset
stuff. It even shows up in his lyrics of Imagine. And here's the funny thing about it. If you ever listen to the lyrics of Imagine, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Just imagine. It doesn't exist. Let's not believe in it. It's not out there. Let's just throw it away and don't believe in it. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. No big deal. Imagine there's no countries. All combined as one. The New Age philosophy. It isn't hard to do. That's exactly what he's saying. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion too. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. What do you think he means by saying that? All in the name of God. Let's just eliminate that, and we won't kill each other. Okay, so you honestly think when we all hold hands and believe in this system that no one's going to commit murder anymore, everyone's going to be tiptoeing through the tulips and everything? Isn't that interesting? And why is it that the biggest satanic cultist of all, Aleister Crowley, has been followed by bands like Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? You look at their album, it's got Blavatsky in the background. Wow. But that doesn't mean anything, right? It's in there. But most people just don't pay attention to it. And now, what I think is interesting, and I'm sitting in my car one day, and I'm laughing my butt off because they're throwing this song in. Why? Let's feed the hungry children across the world and help them to eat food. And you see the little manipulation they got. You see the manipulation they have? Feed the hungry because you care. They're playing on your guilt trip. Trying to make you feel guilty for not caring about hungry people, but also believe that Satan is God. Believe in it. Feed the hungry. But let's all feed Satan as well. You don't believe me? I'm sitting in my car listening to the radio, and what do they have? Imagine commercial, feed the children, but they're playing the song in the background. So in the back of your mind, you can hear it in your head, but you're listening to the words. Listen. If I can find it here. There we go.
Imagine there's no hunger. Hard Rock International has. And along with our longtime partners, Why Hunger and the gracious Yoko Ono, we're doing more than
just being played in the background. Imagine there's no heaven. Feed the hunger. Screw religion. Let's not believe in God, because what's important is people that don't eat, because we care. We're honest, caring people. They want to strip everything that you believe in and want you to follow our little circle. Oh, I love that. Just sitting there in my car laughing my butt off because they're doing that. And I caught it. I caught what they were doing. I know exactly what they were playing in the background. That was crazy.
Imagine there's no hunger. Hard Rock International has. And along with our longtime partners, Why Hunger and the gracious Yoko Ono, we're doing more than just using our imagination. We're working to end hunger in the Americas. Across Africa, and around Asia. Hard Rock is not simply about raising money for charity. Instead, we're working with established local organizations on the ground.
I think that's funny. That's hilarious. You're sitting here listening to him talk, but you're hearing in the background him throwing his New Age philosophies in the air while they're telling you to feed the hungry because they throw this guilt trip on you. And this is what the UN wants everyone to follow as well. The UN wants you to do this. Huh. Now you believe me? Because it's there. It's there on TV. It's there in music. It's there in commercials. It's all over the place. I mean, it's just outrageous how much stuff they have now. It's crazy. I'd just rather sit there and listen to zombies eating each other in the background while Madgen's playing, because that I care about that more, you know. I'd rather hear zombies, because that's how they're going to wind up anyway. Why not?
Imagine there's no heaven.
I could see a commercial for zombies like that, okay? Here we go.
Imagine there's no heaven.
What if 5 cents a day you can feed a zombie? Just cut off someone's arm or leg and feed your local zombie. Zombies are hungry, and for 5 cents a day you can feed these zombies and stop them from being hungry all over the world. Because zombies need food too. So join us in the New Age movement and feed a zombie. No country, all combined as one. Just me and you and the zombies holding hands. No one to die for except the zombies. Feed the zombies. No religion, no God. Just eating brains.
You might as well just play that. You might as well. I get irritated, you know. I get irritated. I just get irritated hearing that stupid commercial every 10 minutes trying to make me feel guilty over something that, you know what their agenda is. You know they don't want you to care. They don't want you to, you know, it's not about them caring about the hungry. It's about them and their own agenda, what they're trying to do. That's the way it's always been. That's why they're telling you, forcing you to get used to it, because it's going to happen, whether you like it or not. I'd rather listen to, you know, zombies and Yoko Ono. That would be much easier, much better. Yeah. That's what Yoko Ono is a zombie. Eat her! Eat her! Eat her! Someone kill her and eat her! Actually, to be honest with you, I don't think anyone would want to eat Yoko Ono. You know, there's not any meat on her bones to eat. So they wouldn't do any good. So we're all in trouble. I think I feel that way every time I hear Yoko Ono's song. I feel that way. You can hear it. You can hear it now.
For 7 cents a day, you can feed a Yoko Ono to a lonely, poor little homeless zombie who needs food. So please join me and Yoko Ono in feeding the zombies by cutting off her legs and throwing them out there to the hungry zombies everywhere. Don't even waste time cutting her legs off. Just throw her out there. We can lift her up anyway. All 50 pounds of her.
Damn, what the hell was that? That sounds like my stomach. Wow. I think I'm hungry. Good Lord. Oh, man. Anyway. So don't believe everything you hear. Anytime you hear New Age, anytime you hear any of that stuff, New Age movement, theosophy, and all that crap, believe me, it's an agenda that they're pulling. It's some kind of stunt that they're pulling on everybody to get you to follow that and don't believe in your beliefs. Believe in their beliefs because that's all that matters. And, of course, I've also heard our current president bringing up the, New Age philosophies out of his mouth. I've heard it before. Collective system, belief system, whatever it is. I don't think this guy has ever told the truth a day in his life. I mean, I've heard politicians lie, but he's probably the ultimate I've ever heard ever in history of not telling the truth. I mean, I haven't seen anybody. So many people do exactly the opposite that he does. I mean, come on. I'd rather swallow nails and listen to Yoko Ono in hell for the rest of my life.
No!
No! I'm in hell!
Kiss, 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 kiss me now. Just one kiss, kiss me now. Kiss, 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 kiss.
That's great. Oh, man. That's lovely. We'll be back on the Nightbreed Show. Keep it right here.
I feel my mind in a night.
It's Mike, Ghost Getter.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does.
On Jackalope Radio.
Over 220 years ago, a poor farmer named Michael Brouse left his family and way of life in Ohio to go back to his home state of Pennsylvania, where he was born, to fight with George Washington and his militia. On September 17, 1787, a document was born, signed, and established for a new country and a way of life for all. Now, 220 years later, like so many other generations after Michael Brouse, we still live our lives based on this document known as the Constitution of the United States. Although our country today has suffered wars and man-made mistakes, this document was formed knowing man would have faults and left to make changes because of those faults. We the people have enjoyed prosperity and the rights no other land on earth will ever enjoy. Therefore, I am grateful so many others have fought and given up their lives in the past for people like me. Michael Brouse is my fifth generation grandfather, and like the Brouses, Mims, Coases, and Burgers who fought in every war since the country was founded, I am proud of you and will continue to believe and defend the liberties, freedoms, and blessings from God based on the Constitution of the United States of America till my time on this land has ended and so many generations after me will be here to defend it as well.
Jackalope 105 FM.
could read my mind, love.
East of the southwestern half in the middle of the Rockies, dial 1-800-000-0000, minus 1, plus 5. West of the Rockies in the southern part of the northeast, half mile left in the wooded areas, dial 1-888-3, with the equivalent of 2 square. And now, here's Ghost, probably.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, wow. You remember those days? Oh, that was great. I got a few more of those for you later. Yeah, it's funny. I get it. I talk about New Age philosophy, and the first person I get is somebody about Hitler. That's funny. Somebody had to have been listening to me. Oh, wow. Anyway, it's time for... That's right. Season finale last week. Uh-huh. There's a couple of things I want to mention that I was curious about, and I'm going to bring it up here. I don't think I played this last week. It's things you didn't know about The Walking Dead that's been popping up on Facebook. But there's one particular one I was going to bring up that I haven't been a real big fan of. Well, I'll talk about it here in a minute. I didn't want to go on and on and on about it, but. It concerns Breaking Bad, and I'm going to bring it up when I'm talking about here in a minute. But first, I want you to hear this that they've been talking about. It's the 7 things you didn't know about The Walking Dead. I've posted it on Facebook, and I thought you might like this. It's very interesting stuff.
The season 4 finale of The Walking Dead is just days away, so we decided to dedicate this week's episode of Things You Didn't Know to our favorite show about the end of the world. Here are 7 things you didn't know about The Walking Dead. Probably. Remember Daryl's big old bag of drugs? Well, you probably didn't notice that inside of the bag there was a bunch of blue meth, as in Heisenberg blue meth, the good stuff. This was an intentional nod to Breaking Bad, since the show shared a network. And if you want another Breaking Bad Easter egg, the Dodge Challenger that Glenn steals is the same one that Walter White bought Walt Jr. Although I think Glenn got to enjoy the car a little bit longer than Walt Jr. did. We see the zombies on Walking Dead chowing down on human flesh pretty often. I mean, that's pretty much all zombies do, other than stumbling around like drunk toddlers. But have you ever wondered what those zombie extras are actually chomping on? The answer is... giant hams. Prop master John Sanders soaks the hams and then dresses them up to look like bloody, oozing body parts. In earlier seasons, they'd cover them in barbecue sauce to make it taste better for all the extras. But the vinegar in the sauce would basically melt the zombie makeup, and they had to tweak the recipe. As long as we're talking about the zombie makeup on the show, it's pretty freaking good, right? What you might not know is as the seasons have progressed, the walkers' makeup has become more gray and morbid to show their decay with the passage of time. This technique is also used in The Walking Dead graphic novels. Charlie Adler draws the zombies to look more and more decayed from book to book. So if you've ever thought that the walkers seem a little grosser than they used to, it's not just your imagination. Fans of The Walking Dead graphic novels already know about the many differences between the characters and plot lines on the show versus the ones in Robert Kirkman's books. But if you've never read the books, you probably didn't know that Daryl doesn't even exist in them. By now, he's a major, beloved character on the show, but Daryl was actually created specifically for actor Norman Reedus. Frank Darabont created Daryl because he really liked Reedus' audition for the role of Merle, who, by the way, also doesn't exist in the books. There's plenty of internet buzz about Daryl and Merle being added to the comics at some point, but so far those are nothing more than rumors. Until that happens, let's just go get a bunch of blue meth and some crossbows and be badasses, just like Dare.
Woo!
This will not end poorly! Going back to Season 1, there's a memorable scene where Merle is shooting his gun on a rooftop. While filming that scene caused a good deal of real-life drama. Some people nearby didn't know that there was a TV show shooting in the area, so they thought that actor Michael Rooker was an actual sniper. A SWAT team even showed up. On the plus side, at least no one was arrested. The first time we ever meet Michonne is at the end of Season 2 when she saves Andrea from the zombie herd. It's a huge moment that left a lot of fans clamoring to know, who is this hooded warrior badass? What you didn't know is, the show's producers were asking that same question. At the time they shot that scene, actress Danai Gurira had not yet been cast to play Michonne. I wonder who they had filling in for that scene. Probably Herschel. If you're not completely caught up on Season 4, you might want to plug your ears and cover your eyes for our last thing today. Okay? We can all agree that the governor was a gaping asshole, and if anything confirmed that fact once and for all, it was when he killed Herschel. I mean, he cut the guy's freaking head off. Well, after being decapitated, actor Scott Wilson decided he wanted a keepsake of his time on the show. And that keepsake is the Herschel prop head. He keeps it in his closet. I guess it might be too weird to use it as a paperweight. That's it for today's episode, but if this isn't enough Walking Dead for you, be sure to check out The Walking Dead Escape. It's the official zombie obstacle course of The Walking Dead. There's no better way to see if you're really ready for the zombie apocalypse when, not if, but when it happens. And make sure to subscribe to Cinefix for more episodes of Things You Didn't Know, where we tell you all sorts of fact-like things about movies and occasionally TV shows, like where all the methamphetamines are. Thanks for watching.
Anyway, one thing I wanted to mention about I thought was interesting, since I just started watching it recently. I have, like I said, 65 shows of Breaking Bad I haven't even seen yet on my Facebook or on my DVR. One thing I was going to mention is they seem to be all of a sudden out of nowhere toward the end of the Breaking Bad season and doing this season, as if they're going to add more next year, since they're leaving Easter eggs and hints, kind of like what they did with Lost. They did that all over the place with the show Lost all the time. And one thing that was interesting is somebody was mentioning on the internet that we may now know where the cause, or what area the cause of the zombie apocalypse started. And they were thinking it may have moved from out west, came from out west and moved this way toward the north and Georgia and everywhere. Now, if you remember, Daryl, in one of the, like, three shows ago, brought up to the younger character, brought up to her and said that his brother was dealing drugs with a skinny, lanky guy, a small, lanky guy out of Arizona. Now, if you remember that, they brought that up in the Walking Dead, where he was talking about, he was making references to one of the guys from Breaking Bad. And I thought about it and I said, okay, well, that's interesting, because I just watched back at the first show of Breaking Bad. Now, if you remember the very first show, how they were inside the RV and he tricked two of the Hispanic drug dealers, and the RV exploded, or all this powder exploded, and they all were knocked out. Do you remember one of them could not kill one of them? Do you remember that? He kept waking up and they kept knocking him out and he would not die. He like died two or three times in the show. If you can remember that in Breaking Bad in the very first one. I kind of wondered that maybe that's kind of a reference to Walking Dead, or Walking Dead reference, since maybe the drugs that he had, the blue drugs, had a missing component in it that might have caused that whole thing to start up. And also what's interesting, I mean, it's way out there, but it is interesting. One thing I thought was kind of strange. Now, if you know Breaking Bad and you know the methamphetamine he was making was his own ingredient. As you know, he was a chemistry teacher. He was a chemist. So he would make his own stuff up and everything. His own, methamphetamine, whatever it was. I thought it was interesting because it was blue and all this stuff was going on. It was just really weird. But I thought it was interesting in the very first Breaking Bad show that they had a tough time killing the guy. He would die and he kept getting up. And they were debating on how they were going to kill him and everything and all that. So it was kind of weird because, you know, he got up and then he... It was just strange. You know, it was just weird. It was really strange. So, and something to look at, something to think about. And as I go on watching the seasons of Breaking Bad, I'm going to see if maybe they're making references in the later seasons about Walking Dead and all that. Now I'm kind of watching The Walking Dead to see if they're making any references about the new show Turn. Turn is going to be interesting. It's something, if you're into the Revolutionary War and all that, it's going to be interesting. It's about America's first spy ring in the Revolutionary War, and that starts up Sunday. So that's going to be fun to watch. I'm going to check that out, see if you guys get into it or whatever. Also, Game of Thrones starts back up Sunday too. So if you all are into that, I know I am, and I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. Get back into Game of Thrones and all that. Hell's Kitchen just started up, so that couple of weeks ago, so I'm into Hell's Kitchen. Plus, although we had some bad weather last night, so Hell's Kitchen kind of got cut in and out, in and out, in and out, which kind of ticked me off because a guy on the Weather Channel kept showing up, so I kind of missed that. So, and also Deadliest Catch is starting up real soon. I've seen the ads for it as well. So a lot of good shows are coming back, a lot of good ones. A lot of them are leaving also as well, so that'd be cool. But anyway, last week in The Walking Dead, a lot of people were disappointed. I was getting text about, oh, I didn't like it. It sucked, especially the end when Rick said, you know, they got to worry about us or whatever he said, you know. You know, they're going to have to deal with us. It was cheesy. I didn't really see that. I didn't really see the cheesy part and all that, so I don't know. I didn't think it was bad. But I will say that I'm starting to really think that two things about the show. There's one of two things. Either they are dealing with a cannibalistic area, cannibalism, because if you remember, they weren't shooting at them. They were shooting at their feet. Also, when they were running back and forth when all the shots were being fired, if you look in a pit behind the fence, there was a stack of carcasses, body carcasses, just freshly skinned. Now, it wasn't zombies because it was real blood. It was freshly skinned bodies because they were red. And I saw the, I even paused it. I seen the bones, the rib cage, the, you know, skin. The, you know, freshly skin cut up bodies in stacks and piled up in a behind the fence when they were running by. It happened so quick you had to hurry up and catch it. But I saw that and they were piled in stacks. So I was thinking, okay, those are the red meat. They're brand new bodies cut up and all that. So, okay, now it's Sam. I'm off the air. I don't know how that happened. Okay, I was just cut off the air, so that's not good. Okay, what happened? Not good. Okay, now I'm going to have to connect again. Must be the storm. KC storm or something. Supposed to come back every 15 minutes, I guess. I don't know. Why is it saying error? Okay, now it's cutting me off. Let's try this again. Okay, now it's not letting me do anything. Uh-oh. Hold on.